Well, good morning, coffee shop members. Welcome to the coffee shop. My name is Stan, N9RFO, and I'm going to be giving you a live streaming message this morning. We appreciate Roger, and we appreciate Carson for their help. The topic for today is prayer and faith. Shall we go on to a word of prayer before we start? Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to be here in your house this day and to learn of your word, learn about you, and to be blessed. Father, thank you for that, and especially for your son, Jesus, who died for us in our place on the cross. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. You know, prayer and faith. What does prayer and faith have in common? You cannot have one without the other. You could say that prayer and faith are like brother and sister, kind of like linked together with love. Prayer is God's power being released through faith. Prayer is a personal conversation with God, just you and Him alone. Prayer can be done anywhere, while driving your car. Just don't close your eyes if you're the driver. At home, at work, anywhere. But let me ask you this question. How does Jesus say to do it? And how do we pray? Let's look in Matthew chapter 6, 5 through 8, reading from the New King James Version. And when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And I could continue on, but that's the Lord's Prayer. That's how Jesus teaches us to pray. And He says, Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed means holy, venerated. God's holy word, God's holy name. To keep His name holy, we must do. You know, we should always start out our prayer with our Father and end it in Jesus' name, because that's how He tells us the role model prayer should be. Start our prayer with our Father and end it in His Son, Jesus' name, who died for us on the cross. Now let's look at faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Let me share faith shown by men and women in the Bible. By faith, Noah built an ark to save his family and to populate the earth with all kinds of animals after the floodwaters went down. By faith, Abraham followed God to the inheritance he had for him. By faith, Sarah, when she was told she would have a child when she was well past the age of bearing. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:12, therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. You can see that Abraham had strong faith in God, trusting that what He told him was true. There are many true stories in the Bible concerning faith, and how many people died keeping it. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Now, looking in the scriptures concerning prayer and faith, In Ephesians 2:8 it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the true gift of God." In Matthew 6:14 and 15 it says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father, your Father, forgive your trespasses." And let me tell you, if you want to stop your prayer life in its tracks, don't forgive people. Don't forgive people at will. If you want to have a strong prayer life, have a forgiving heart towards others, all men and women. In Matthew 18:21-22, "Then Peter came to him and said, 'Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. Well, you can see how important it is to Christ Jesus to forgive. Always remember, he died for you and forgave you of all your sins, past, present, and future, on the cross. That's why forgiveness is so important to him, because he instituted forgiveness by showing his great love. I would like to share just a couple of things about prayer and faith and answered prayers in my life. One of them is when I was hit by a speeding car at 13. I should have died. I had blunt force trauma to the head, broken bones sticking out of my body, internal injuries severely. I had the last rites twice. God brought me through all of that. But you know why? Because I had family and friends praying for me, and God answers prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for sparing my life. We had a friend when we were going to Chapel Rock Christian Church. Her name was Grace. She lost her purse. So she asked us if we could pray. So my wife grabbed a hold of the security guard and me, and we all huddled in the store and we all bowed down and prayed for Grace's purse being found. Well, what's the chances of a purse being found stolen? So we prayed and we went on. We shopped and we came back home. Grace called us the next day. She said the police came and shopped. Looked around the whole store for my purse. They could not find it anywhere. When they went out to the patrol car, there was Grace's purse laying on the ground. All the credit cards, all the cash, everything in her purse. That is answered prayer. It's impossible if God hadn't stepped in. My brother-in-law, Tom, had to have a third of his lung removed from lung cancer. Never smoked a day in his life, but he had lung cancer. So we prayed for him. We kept praying for him in the church, his family and friends. Jesus just spoke to me one day. Tom is healed. And I called Tom up. I said, "Tom, Jesus told me you're healed." So Tom, just a couple days later, he was going to go to a doctor and they were going to perform his surgery. So he told the doctors what had happened. They looked and they said, "What have you done? What have you done? There's nothing there." So he shared Christ with them, I know, knowing Tom. And it's amazing. A couple of years back, my friend Jerry, who lives with us, was hurrying up to go to a doctor's appointment. And I was out mowing the grass on my garden tractor. Well, Jerry was in a hurry and didn't really look in back what was in back of him. He started to back up in a hurry, and there was me on the garden tractor. Well, his cell phone rang, and my picture came up on it. And so Jerry says, "What's Stan texting me for my cell phone?" So he continued to back up, and it rang again. So it was God making aware to look of what's on around him. He saw me, and he stopped, slammed on the brakes. He could have ran over me and killed me. We looked up the number. The number was a bunch of numbers and letters that didn't amount to anything. It was God ringing that cell phone, telling Jerry to stop backing up. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to just finish with this last one here. My wife, Sharon, got a no left turn ticket in a construction zone, which was really up high and it was hard to see, but she turned, the police wouldn't give her any grace for that. And the ticket was $150. So she laid the ticket down and showed my son, Chris. She said, "You see that ticket right there? Jesus is going to pay for that ticket." Kept the faith. A couple days later, we got a check in the mail for $500. $500. Amazing. Amazing how God works. You got to trust him and believe that he can answer prayers. A few years back, we had $700 from our tax return in the bank. My brother-in-law was working. We needed a car because our car was dying. And my brother-in-law said, "Well, friends got it for $1,300 and it was in the body shop and it was being, he had painted it and it looked beautiful." Well, a couple weeks went by. We didn't have it. We had $700. So Dennis said, he lowered the price down on that car. What do you think it was? $700 at a penny. Not 701, but $700. That is how God answers prayer. I just want to close here and tell you that prayer here in our coffee shop and anywhere you do it is a powerful and mighty thing. We have to believe that God can answer prayer. And he will. He will. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for sharing your word, sharing what you've done in my life, your answered prayer. We thank you. And please bless and be with everybody in the coffee shop as we pray. In Christ's name we pray. We say thank you. Thank you for this time that you have allowed me to take here in the coffee shop. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you.